Welcome to ACN.
Everybody, welcome to Professional Style. You are listening to Sunday evening, June 23rd episode of Professional Style. I'm your host, Kathleen Williams, and I'm so happy to have you join me tonight. I was a little distracted because Four Colored Girls is on BET right now, so I was just watching the end of it, and I have so much to talk about with regards to that show, but that's another professional style. We're not talking about that tonight. But anyway, welcome, everybody. Thanks for joining us this evening. We have a great show for you tonight. We have with us none other than political strategist Jerome Esprit and author, poet, and radio host Kai Sims will be joining us in just a second. And I just want to share a little bit with you about what's going on in the Queens community. For starters, on July 13th, and if you all have been, if you all are not friends with me on Facebook, I guess I can't say that because I can't take any more friends on that Facebook page, but I'll get the other one for you. But look me up on Facebook, Kathleen Williams, and I will post a lot of what's happening in and around the community and around the country, too, on Facebook. But on July 13th, there is a prayer walk that's going to be taking place at starting at Rochdale Village at 11 a.m., the walk starts at 12 noon, and it's really about lifting up prayer for the community of Southeast Queens to reduce the violence and to, you know, pray for our youth and just kind of praying to keep the community uplifted and moving in a great direction. So if you are in the Southeast Queens area, Rochdale Village, near the community center, make sure you're out there July 13th and join Reverend Craig and the members of the Queens National Action Network and the Greater Springfield Community Church, as well as lots of politicians and some celebrities and so forth, are going to be out there starting out this prayer walk that looks already like it's going to take off to some other cities and boroughs in the New York area, as well as some other states. So it looks really exciting, so I'm hoping that you all will join in. If you can't physically be there, that you'll join in spiritually and lift up prayers for all the cities around the country, especially as we head into summer. It would be a great thing to do. And in addition, last week we had a great show. If you were not able to join us, definitely go check us out in the archives. We had John Michael with us, artist extraordinaire. He's a great songwriter, great artist, and his music is really hot. So you want to check out last week's show. And he will be back soon, as well as a lot of other people are going to be coming through to hang out here with us, as well as Reverend Alfonso Wyatt just released his latest book, and he's going to grace us with his presence one day soon, and on and on and on. So just stay tuned. Keep in touch with me, Facebook, Twitter, and all the other areas. If you can find me, call me up, hit me up, and let's talk. And if you're interested in being a guest, let me know. Love to have you on. So our phone number is 909-265-9189. If you'd like to call in and be a part of the show, 909-265-9189. And, of course, you can hit us up in the chat that I am trying to open right now. Open the chat room so you can hang out with us online as well. Don't forget to pick up a copy of Single Mother, the New Father. We're starting a whole speaking series as well that will be kicked off on August 24th. I'll be the featured speaker at Greater Springfield Community Church. The time is to be determined. It's either going to be 11 or 12 noon. And we're calling all single moms to come on out, bring your children with you, sons, daughters, and dads, and we're going to have some real powerful conversation, great talk over there that day. So join me August 24th on Saturday for a conversation with single moms. So that said, I want to open up the line to our first guest that is coming on to join us. He is a favorite guest of the show here often, helps tremendously with all the production and so forth, and he is none other than political strategist, radio show host, musician, author, extraordinaire, all those Uh-oh. Things, and he's probably having a fit right now.
I am having
as
a
I
fit.
As I introduce, ladies and gentlemen, friend of the show, and of course, he does a whole lot of production of the show, so he's more than a friend of the show, but, you know, we won't say anymore,
so
we don't embarrass Jerome. It's free. Welcome, Jerome.
Oh, no. And I get fanfare. Who knew? Who knew? And I did not fret that at all. No fanfare from me. Thank you very much. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Wonderful.
I'm good and glad to be on professional style. You know, I haven't been here in a while, so you guys have been blocking me out.
Never that. But it's good to have you always. Always, your presence is always welcome here.
Cool,
you know, it's always nice
cool.
to have you. So thanks for hanging out tonight.
And you know, and out of all of the introductions, you didn't say, you know, hosting Black on Black Crime on ACN Network. You know, Kai will be here in a second. I know Daniel's going to join us in. So we have all of these people who are part of the ACN family as well. So not just Esprinet News, but on the network as well.
Absolutely.
Just wanted to throw
that
in.
You know, and I was saving that. So I'm glad you just went ahead and brought it up. Because no, not a problem. I'm glad you brought it up because I love to have the conversation about Black on Black Crime. It is one of my favorite shows. And, not just because I get to play the role of commissioner, but because it's really, really great content, wonderful contributors, you know, and, of course, you do a phenomenal job with the production of Black on Black Crime, which is on every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on ACN Network. So talk about Black on Black Crime, Jerome, before we go back to Kai. Bring in Kai.
Well, long as you don't tell me what we're ask me to tell you what we're doing tomorrow, because I don't know. But Black on Black Crime is when black people overtly focus, criticize, or analyze black people in areas they won't consider anyone else. The concept of the show is kind of how we ignore all these other things in the world, but when black people do anything, we actually fall out. So I know when Kai comes on and talks about her conversation show today and we talk about some of those news stories, you'll see why we do Black on Black Crime, because those news stories were crazy on today's show.
Wow. I heard. You telling me about it, so I can't wait to listen. I can't wait to listen. So wonderful, wonderful. I'm glad to hear that. So tomorrow, that means tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here, 909-265-9189, or join in on the Internet. It will be Jerome and Finesse and all the other fans, and myself included, as well as Kai, Daniel, and others. Black on Black Crime, awesome show. Don't want to miss it. And that said, let's go ahead and bring it. Can we bring in? Can we bring in our featured guest?
Okay.
For this
okay.
Evening?
And since I'm on the board, we're gonna give some theme music for Kai. See, I get the fanfare. Here's what Kai gets.
Wow,
right.
I've never had theme music before. Hello, everybody.
Hi, Kai, ladies and gentlemen. This is author, poet, radio show host extraordinaire Kai Sims of Conversations with Kai, right here on Professional Style. Yay!
I'm so special.
How's everybody doing?
Oh, see, that's even better.
She did pull the fanfare. See how they go?
Oh, wow. I gotta call in my office.
Yes, Paula.
Hey, Kai.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. I'm good. It's
wonderful.
Not raining in Georgia, so I'm happy.
I can't believe it. I cannot
yes.
believe it. It's been raining a rainy night in Georgia since
Benton. Yes. Oh, my God.
Since somebody left them from that midnight train, it's been raining in Georgia.
It has. It has been raining in Georgia, boy. I tell you. Are you guys on boats yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
I thought I saw Noah going by earlier in the week, but no, we're okay for now. Just hot. Really hot.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I'm glad that you all haven't floated away, and Georgia is still part of the continental United States. So.
Well, you may not say that after we start getting to one of the news stories about somebody out of Georgia. I just wanted to throw that in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry the rain on the parade, since there was no rain.
You brought some in?
I brought some rain in. My bad. I'm not negative.
So talk to me about Conversations with Kai, your show that airs quarterly, every other week, or something like that.
That's a shot at me, Kai, by the way.
on
the production side, this is going to be Jerome's fault. I can feel it.
Again. tell me about Conversations with Kai.
Kai, well, first of all, I'll give the description. I'll let Kai describe it, but it's just a program that visits issues and topics currently in the news when there are times when we don't have enough time for worthwhile topics, so Kai kind of cuts it up. So on that note, I'll just turn it over to Kai. That's just a brief description
yeah.
of it.
Yeah, and today's show was definitely interesting. We got to talk a little more in depth about Madam Dean down here causing a ruckus in the South. And I'm trying to be polite calling her Madam Dean because,
well,
I want to be a Southern belle.
I know. See, you're about to make me use the hook word, but I wasn't going to say it when you called her Madam. But that was just us. That was us on Conversation, so it's a
yeah.
show, apparently.
Yeah, so we had quite a few things to say about Miss Dean, and hopefully she is starting to learn that it's just not okay to say what you want to say and do what you want to do.
Oh,
I think
yeah.
what was the term we used, Rome? She's a situational racist.
yeah, that's pretty much it. She's a situational
yeah.
racist. You may not think she's racist all the time, but
yeah.
she is when you least expect it, apparently.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
A situational racist.
Yeah, depending on her situation. When she's with Oprah, I'm sure she's not.
I'm sure she's not racist.
But when she's with the cooks who reminded her of the slaves, I don't know, Uncle Ben, and was she getting a vision? I don't know. But, yeah, that was a different situation.
I thought it wasn't the cooks. I thought it was the waiters.
I mean, the waiters, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well,
it got to
be all of
them.
I don't think she differentiates the truth. That's just my opinion.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't know
when
they said waiters.
Street.
I was like, oh, well,
yeah.
only certain people can cook the food, and
right.
then others can serve the food as long as they have the long sleeves and the whatever that is she puts on.
Oh,
I'm like, God. Oh, my God.
Yeah, we need to have a sit-down with Miss Dean.
or not.
I don't know if she does tea with black people, but that's just my thing. I just not really
Oprah,
sure.
Oprah, she does.
See, that's a different situation.
See, you're about to get into her situation. That's all that
mm-hmm.
is.
Okay.
So tell everybody, you know, there's folks listening, so tell everybody what happened with Miss Dean in case they hadn't caught up.
Okay, I'll do the honors.
Yeah.
So on conversations, we usually just go through the news story and then we cut it up. So here goes. Celebrity chef is what they call her. Paula Deen has admitted to using the N-word, and she tells insensitive racial jokes during her May 17th deposition that was videotaped, by the way. And she also confessed that her brother's cocaine. She also confessed to her brother's cocaine, pornography, and alcohol addictions. So Paula Deen, who's 66, admitted using the N-word and wanting black waiters to play the role of slaves at a wedding party that she was putting together. So she was, you know, questioned for 3 hours because she's getting sued for $1.2 million. This is a 2012 lawsuit, a recent one, from a former general manager at her Savannah, Georgia restaurant, Lisa Jackson. Lisa said that she claims that the N-word was used by Paula in sexual harassment and infliction of distress and assault by her brother, Bubba Ayers. And Lisa's attorney asked Paula Deen if she wanted black men to play the role of slaves at a wedding. And she explained that she got the idea from a restaurant her and her husband had dined and said, and I quote, "The whole entire waiter staff was middle-aged black men. They had on beautiful white jackets with a black bow tie. I mean, it was really impressive. The restaurant represented a certain era in America after the Civil War, during the Civil War, before the Civil War. It was not only black men, it was black women. I would say they were slaves," end quote. Mm. Now, that's the story for Paula Deen.
Now, what year was that? I know she's
what?
Old. So
I think it was 2000. It's old and outdated.
I think it was
2007 that happened.
Oh, I thought you were going to say 1800 something.
You
something.
Would think, right?
When she had dinner. I know she is kind of old. So maybe it was before.
She's not that.
You know,
that she's not
the Emancipation Proclamation.
I want to say, how old is she? 60?
66.
60-ish? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And this happened 8 years ago?
Yep.
Come on, Paula. Really?
So was
the program.
Was the restaurant black owned that she went
to? No, she owned it. It was her restaurant.
She owned it, yeah.
No. I mean, she said she got the idea from did I say idea? Did I say
idea?
Idea. I'm not even.
Well,
she got the idea.
Wait a minute, hold on. I didn't say that. Okay, she got the idea from a restaurant that she and Jimmy Deen went to.
Uh-huh.
Right? Mm-hmm. That's what you said, Kai?
You said Jimmy Deen, the sausage guy?
Jimmy Deen, pure pork sausage.
I doubt
that it was a black-owned restaurant.
I doubt it.
But then again, she's been known to borrow ideas from black people before. So I'm not putting anything past Paula.
Yeah.
She went from Madam Deen to Paula the more I think about what she said. But one thing that stuck out was she said, which was, you know, I was like, you can be mad, but you're like, really? She said that she can't herself determine what offends another person. Yeah, you kind of can, Paula. She's 60-something years old. If she hasn't figured it out by now, how could she? When is she going to figure it out? Well, she might figure it out after this lawsuit.
Well,
I think she's getting close.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, the Food Network said they're not renewing her contract, so she might have figured it out after that.
Yeah, she figured it out after
that. She's getting close. If she hasn't, she's getting very close. She's getting hot.
Yeah. Jesus, woof.
She is getting hot for sure. She's like, maybe I should change up a few things.
Yeah. Or put that filter on at least. My God. You know what's interesting? I wonder what Anthony Bourdain has to say. He didn't care for her anyway. This
oh, really?
Is all the fuel he needs. Yeah. He's not a fan. This is all the fuel he needs.
Yep, and I'm definitely not a fan, so.
Yeah. But she, believe it or not, still do have a lot of fans.
And so does. Yeah, she should be on Fox by Monday.
They're gonna move her cooking show to Fox.
Exactly. In between commercials, she's gonna be. How do you make something on a hot plate? We gonna make it Cajun. Because that's what she just went.
Yeah. So it's been an interesting week, I bet.
That's terrible. Well, I went. Has Oprah said anything? She doesn't usually, when stuff like this happens, she kind of goes radio silent.
Yeah. Yeah, that might be best for her right now.
Yeah.
But well. I was telling Rome, speaking of Oprah, we were talking about when Oprah came down and did the interview in Forsyth County, when when the gentleman stood up and said, "We don't lack the niggers, but not you, Oprah."
Because we like
situations.
Her.
You're a good nigger, Oprah.
So I was wondering, does that mean that she's not a nigger, or she's one of the ones that they do like?
Yeah,
she's one of the ones that they do like. That was that was so telling, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, but we like you.
We'll take you, Oprah. You know,
it was the racial draft all over
again.
Lord
have mercy.
Yeah,
awful.
Oprah was like, "Oh, gee, thanks." Like he was doing her a favor.
She's like, "What do you mean I have to stay? Can I bring Gail?" You, Oprah.
Yeah. Sometimes they just don't know. I'm like, wow, really? Really?
No.
Great.
I've had somebody say that to me. Not in those exact words, but, I mean, essentially, you know, if you translate it, it's basically the same thing. One of the places that I used to work, one of the head people at that place, how vague can I be, he said to me, "Well, you know, Kathleen, you're not like all the rest. You're pretty much an Oreo. You know, you may be black on the outside, but you're white on the inside. So you fit in here just perfectly."
He's like, "Thank you."
Was the recorder running? Oh, my gosh.
Unfortunately, it was pre... you know, recorders on cell phone days. So, but yeah,
it was pre having more than two black people in the room too. I bet you was the only black person there when the person said
in the room. In the room, you maybe on the not even just
in the building.
No, not even just in the building. We're talking
on
like probably on that end of the boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
I was probably the only black person within, I don't know, a couple of miles.
But you know what would be really cool? If we can all adapt that, I'll call it the Obama factor. Remember when he was running for election, and he was going up against the Sarah Palins and the Hillary Clintons and so forth, and they make these little really, no other way to say it, dumb comments. And you know that little smirk that President Obama has? Like, he doesn't say anything, but you kind of understand what he's saying. Like, y'all some stupid MFers without coming out
like,
saying it.
Like he's saying, in a very black way, "This mom."
Exactly.
that look.
Or like, "You can say what you want, I'm still going to win." You know, if we could all have that, wouldn't it be cool to just have that, like, that Obama gene where you just let them keep on talking, Sarah Palin. The more they talk, the more ignorant you realize that they are, and all it does is make him look like a rock star. This is one of those cases. You know, just let Paula Deen keep talking. The more she talks, the more believable Lisa Jackson is. Not that she wasn't believable in the first place, but, you know, sometimes you just sit back and let them keep digging that hole. Yeah, the Obama factor, that's what I'll call it.
Yeah, you know.
But wouldn't
you know,
it be nice if we could all have that?
she won that lawsuit though. You got to know that she admitted to everything that she was suing her for. That is called white privilege. If anybody ever wants to know what that's called, it's like, here's what I did, what you gonna do? That's what that was.
Yeah, and then she said, of course. Like,
oh yeah, when they asked her has she ever used the N word, she said of course. Like, you know,
she said of course. I mean, and,
are you
and
kidding?
In reality, we all may have a gene or two of racism in us.
Don't start. Don't do it, Kyle.
But I'm just saying, Paula,
don't do it.
You got to know when to turn on your racism button and turn it off.
And when to fold them.
When to fold them, when to walk away, and when to put some butter-soaked donuts in your mouth and keep it full. When you with Bubba and he got his cocaine addiction or whatever she accused him of, and they in the privacy of their own home, they can say that and dress up like slaves and do whatever they want to do. But you can't do that in public ever. That's never cool.
You know, you know, and I'm considering tomorrow on Black on Black Crime, I'm going to play a clip from Paula Deen that is going to shock all of you guys. Because she's been admitting for years. In her first couple of cookbooks, she said, these two lovely black women who work with her, she said African-American because, you know, I don't want to say that in a southern way.
Right.
But they
make it sound more racist.
You call them color.
Exactly. Well, she was like, these African-American colored women. But she said that she got their recipes, put them in a cookbook, and they were just her favorite recipes. So she got a bunch of recipes from black women who got no money, but she got their recipes and put them in the book. And she said, and I think she brought them on Oprah or The View or something, and she was like, stand up. Like, I was like,
and
oh,
she
Lord.
Better be careful because they may be getting attorneys next.
Well, she admitted that she got their recipes. It was their family recipes that she was using.
So she just ganked their recipes and then admitted.
Hey, she got away with it for so long, she don't know how to turn it off is my point.
And, you know, that little southern charm, that little southern belle behavior. That's all. Yeah. No one's trying to hear that, Paula.
So,
go somewhere and sit down with that.
Go
somewhere and sit down with that. That doesn't work on it. Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah. Wow. Well, Paula, we're going to pray for you, honey.
No, we're not.
Song,
stop
girl.
That. Stop that, black people. Y'all committing to black on black crime, and I'm on professional style.
We want her to see the error of her ways. Next thing you're going to see her in a commercial with some little black kids. You know, some of my best friends are black.
That's what she do.
Oprah.
I know a black person.
They work in my kitchen.
But you know what the thing is that, and Jerome is going to tell me don't do it, but she has just been really loose. Part of the reason she got that show is because she was just so loose like that, right?
Right.
That they just never asked her these kinds of questions. Mm-hmm. So at least not in public anyway.
Right.
You know,
because
obviously somebody had to know because they kind of kept that as quiet as possible. But then it started, you know, it's like how long can you hide it? And it just started coming out because, you know, Jerome, what you said, she's taken the recipes and thought that she just could do it. And even though there's a whole movie about that says you can't do it. But, the help is out there. She might have said,
did she not want to help?
Was I supposed to pay them? No. Maybe they were part of the wait staff. But at any rate, you know, she's just kind of been getting away with this kind of stuff. And she said that about her brother in public, too. So, it's a bit of an issue. And God only knows what she and Jimmy Dean talked about with all the sausage.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Because
in a minute, she's not going to have a lot of friends.
Oh, yeah.
So she's
going
to have to chill. But you know what? On a serious note, you're right, Kathleen. We have to pray for her. Cause,
no, we don't. Stop
yeah, we
kind
of do.
Well, we don't.
Well, before we have that discussion, let's bring on another contributor, because Kai, I want you to really get into it, but we have another fabulous guest on the line, another contributor to Black on Black Crime, is with us right now, and we just want to bring him in, Mr. Daniel Woodson. Hey, Daniel.
Yay! Hi, y'all. This is Paula Dean.
Paula Dean calling us? We thought it was Daniel.
Paula's listening.
This is Paula Dean, and I just want to offer my most serious, sincere apology for hurtful things that I have said about people that may have been offended, although I didn't know they was offended.
Uh-huh.
And I just want to know that we just having a good old hoot nanny down here, and you picking in, you can come on down anytime you want.
Oh, my gosh.
Paula, how do you feel about the Negroes?
Paula, is that you?
Yes, honey. Lisa's just down here in the kitchen, me in the docket.
Oh, God.
Paula, you know we don't call black folks darkies anymore. Did you, Paula? You didn't get the memo?
Or pickaninny.
You know, I never know what y'all's gonna call y'allself, so I just revert to what I was raised with.
Oh my gosh.
Well, no, Paula, we don't do that no more. That's old. And Paula, you need to pay those ladies you took those recipes from.
Yes.
Oh, we pay them handsomely. We give them a day off once a year.
Oh, around God. Christmas.
And let them pick some extra greens from the field.
Take what you can carry.
Now, y'all laughing. I was in the grocery store today, and I'm walking down the salad dressing aisle, and what do I see? Paula Dean salad dressing.
Oh,
Paula
wow.
Dean salad dressing.
Hey, mark down and reduce for quick sale.
Right.
What's interesting is I wonder who picked it up and bought some.
Man, no telling.
It was a quick sale. They didn't get it.
Some folks will, like I said, white privilege, whatever you want to call it, will support them to the end.
She still has her own.
Well, they actually set up a Facebook page to support her.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, they supported George Zimmerman, so nothing's impossible and surprising these days.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, again, Fox News will be on her in a minute.
Who's that?
Fox News.
Oh, okay. So Paula, come in and tell us your side of the story.
Exactly. She's going to come on right after Imus in the morning.
It's cooking
with Imus and Paula.
Oh, my gosh. Just
that
let them,
would be
let
scary.
Them at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, check Imus out. So one of those nappy-headed whores decided to sue you, Paula?
Oh, God. That's gonna be a lovely conversation, isn't it?
Oh, they probably are already friends. You never know.
Mm-hmm.
Pen pals at least.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
They let him back on the air, so she'll get her due probably about a year or so.
That's really scary.
Yeah. They might, because he's been back on. He wasn't even off that long. He could have been just on hiatus.
The brother would still be looking for work.
Ask Arsenio.
Oh, you're wrong for that. That is a commitment to black on black crime. She is not the commissioner on her own show, apparently, people. I'm taking to
put on my commissioner hat on Monday.
I'm taking over the duties on her show.
Mm-hmm.
She started throwing black people under the bus. Okay. Let's name all the black people who ain't working. Like, they get banned and they're out of there.
Yeah.
The black on black crime is the fact that Arsenio's not back on the air. That's the crime.
I thought he was coming, isn't he?
He's been coming back for 3 years.
No, his show's not scheduled till September. She's just being mean. September, Arsenio.
I'm actually supporting him. Yeah. I was about to commit a black on black crime.
I was a whoop whoop. I really did. I watched Arsenio's show faithfully. I was there.
On the next Arsenio Hall show.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I think that Celebrity Apprentice kind of put him over the top, too, because he got a little more visibility. Hung in there and hung in the game for a minute, so I guess the time is right.
It definitely brought him back. It definitely brought him back into the public eye.
And he was a very good actor as well. So I was wondering why he hasn't appeared in any Tyler Perry movies or any movies.
Why would he go to Tyler Perry?
I mean,
I think
well, nobody else
is
casting black actors, really, but, you know, somewhere.
You're right.
He could show up somewhere, right?
Well, here's what's interesting. Speaking of Tyler Perry, I just found out about a week and a half ago that he's building his new studio not even 10 minutes from where I live.
Good.
You have an extra
room,
why?
Because you won't have to go far from work.
Come on down. So I'm going to be I'm going to be knocking on his door, window, you name it, I'll be there. Hey, Tyler.
I want to be an extra.
Listen,
I'll
call you later.
Okay, I'll keep in touch. I'll keep you posted. He's going to be like, hello, Atlanta police, this woman keeps hanging around.
I know.
Banging on my window. Hey, Tyler, it wasn't me, Rome said it.
She's got a bag from Paula Deen's restaurant. She just parked right outside.
Let me remind y'all how black-on-black crime goes. Tyler Perry, you want to write us at bobc@soulofsyracuse.com so I can delete your butt over there. I don't care about none of you.
Tyler,
we love you.
Only Rome.
Right, we love you, and I'm on my way.
R-O-M-E.
Daniel, see how they sold me out? See how that goes?
Hey, man. I'm
quickly.
I'm just chilling in the cut.
Yeah, you my boy.
Oh, see,
Rome,
me out.
I mean, you my boy, but we're talking about Tyler Perry.
Oh,
that,
God.
You know.
I'm trying not to tear my drawers, man. My first time on the show.
All right. I think we beat the professional style out of her show.
We did. And ladies and gentlemen, you're unmentionables. You are listening to Professional Style. I'm your host, Kathleen Williams. If you want to join in the conversation, the number is 909-265-9189. Join us there or join us in the chat room. We are here tonight with none other than author Kai Sims and political strategist Jerome Esprit, and also with our guest Daniel Woodson. And we are going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more topics from Conversations from Kai. See you in just a second.
Story about BK from BK. Bernard King from Brooklyn, New York. It's 1984. The garden is packed, and I'm sitting in the last row. I mean, I could touch the roof. And Bernard King, he was giving an edge to business. 10, 20, 40 points. Second half, 50, 60 points. He was stopping and popping, posting and toasting. All hail the king. Now, you know what? You never know who's going to wear the crown next.
Before the sneeze, help protect with a spray. Before the tissue, help defend with a wipe. Before the cold and flu season, help prevent with Lysol. Because when you have 10 times more protection with each hand wash and kill 99.9% of germs around the house with each spray, those healthy habits start to add up. This season, a good offense is the best defense. And Lysol has your family covered, because that's our mission for health.
Hey, it's me, Water. So you want me to be super amazing right from the faucet, but you think home filters can be a pain in the tuchus? Well, check this out. Booyah! Shazam! H2O. Hydrolicious. Look what I can do. Magic bananas. Adios, contaminos. It's the first faucet filter that installs with just one click and removes 99% of lead and microbial cysts. Check it out at purewater.com.
Remember to Black Toyota Avalon.
Nobody did. It's an Avalon.
Is there a problem?
Just some down power lines up ahead.
Really?
Got some heat coming. You're good to go.
The radically new 2013 Toyota Avalon. Unlike any Avalon you've ever seen before, only the name remains. Toyota. Let's go places.
What if you have potatoes, but you got a meat and potatoes guy? Pour chunky sirloin burger soup over those mashed potatoes, and dinner is served. 4 minutes, around $4. Campbell's Chunky. It's amazing what soup can do.
Dove Men Plus Care presents How to Stay in Shape. Step one.
Storm on mute. I've been chatting up a storm on mute. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. You are listening to Professional Style. I am your host, Kathleen Williams. And the number to call in if you want to join us is 909-265-9189, 909-265-9189. So come on in, call us, join us, or hit us up on the chat room online. blogtalkradio.com/Kathleen Williams and hit professional sound. You're joined us right in. So we're back with my fabulous guest, political strategist Jerome Esprit, author and poet Kai Sims, and Daniel Woodson is here with us tonight, and we're talking about the topics that were off, that were featured today on Conversations with Kai Sims. Hey everybody.
Hello.
Hey.
Were you on mute, Kathleen?
Listen, I was talking till my jaws were hurting. And then all of a sudden, I hear Jerome is like, "You're on mute." I'm like, "What? My jaw's hurting now. I can't say anything else. I got to say all that all over again." And it was
I was thinking that
it was
sure
like so
is
good.
A long commercial.
It was
wow.
So good.
That's the extended remix.
I couldn't even, I was like going for it. And I had introduced you all, and I was like, "Hey, Jerome, you got everybody on mute? Everybody else is on mute. Unmute the mics." And then he says, "Kathleen, you're on mute." I'm like, "Oh,
Kathleen,
God.
Kathleen, you're on mute."
Wow. Okay.
It is live.
So listen,
that's how we do live.
Listen, Jerome, when you send this over to ESPN or wherever, could you edit that part out?
Okay, I can make that happen. I can do that. You got it.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, so anyway,
okay.
Welcome, everybody. And we're going to talk about some more topics from Conversations with Kai. So what else did we talk about today on Conversations with Kai?
Okay, well, this story was kind of a story of, you know, in light of, you know, Wesley Snipes and Lauryn Hill, you know, controversy.
Mm-hmm.
Domenico Dolce and Stefano Gabbana were each sentenced 1 year and 8 months in an Italian jail for failing to declare $1,340,000,000 of income tax. Now,
in
they,
an Italian
the,
jail.
Well, that they're from Italy, so this is how much they didn't declare is $1,340,000,000. Now, in April, just in a related case, they were fined $450,000,000. And then they didn't declare another $1 billion. So under the Italian justice system, if your jail sentence is 2 years or less for nonviolent crimes, they are typically suspended. So they only got 1 year and 8 months. So guess what's going to happen to the guys who didn't claim the $1 billion in tax income?
Nothing. Not a darn thing.
Let it go, Kai. That's Joseph.
I'm still mad about buying that perfume.
I miss that.
She said she's mad about buying the perfume. Don't Jay Cabana. They're not paying any taxes, but you got to pay high for a purse and some perfume.
And you know they're going to increase the prices. I'm still mad at them.
No, now the interesting thing about the whole story for me is I remember, you know, kind of on our Black on Black crime show, everyone's like, if Wesley don't pay his taxes, you need to go to jail. If Lauryn Hill don't pay their taxes, they need to go to jail. They paid their taxes back, and they still have to go
to
jail.
Still went to,
I don't like that. I do not like that. That is not cool.
Right.
Hey,
Paula Deen can call people niggers and have them dressed up as slaves, and they're going to put these two people in jail for paying the taxes. They're going to go to jail.
There seems to be a theme here. Paula Deen can call anybody who they want. Rich people cannot pay their taxes. It doesn't happen to them. And what was the guy who stole pizza or something, Kai? What did you say?
Yeah, he stole ribs. I think it was in Texas, Daniel. Correct me if I'm wrong. But I think he was in Texas, and he got 40-something years for stealing some ribs.
Okay, so that's what
that's
I have
not
heard that
story. It's black or white question.
That's
easy.
That has got to go for black or white.
And then when they had his mugshot, he had a big old black eye. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm sure he got that before they arrested him for some
ribs. Were the ribs cooked, Kai? Or they wouldn't.
Nope, they were. I think he took them out of the supermarket.
Oh, hey, they would have had to at least be cooked.
Yeah.
That's too much. Okay, 40 years for uncooked ribs.
For uncooked ribs. Yeah.
Now, although we're making light of this, the point is we.
Is this true?
Yes,
it's true.
It's true. They had his picture and everything. It may not be Texas. I know it's one of those states that I'm scared to go through.
No,
so
I remember the story.
Sorry, Daniel. Sorry,
hey,
you guys are too quick with that switch.
Daniel, don't get me talking about Orange, Texas, and all of those other places on the way down.
You mean Jasper and Vida.
Yeah.
And Vida.
Wherever.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I know about Jasper and Vida.
They're pull that switch and pull a weapon. No, I'm going to have to fly over Texas.
Oh,
I can't believe I've been living in danger all this time. Didn't even know.
See?
Okay, so the guy that stole the ribs, you know, we don't know if it's black or white, right? But his name is Willie Smith Ward.
See?
Oh, we know.
We know.
Willie Smith Ward. So,
and that, now where is it?
It is in, hold on a second. I'm sorry for the 50 years. 50 years in prison for stealing a rack of ribs.
Oh, it was a rack.
And a rack of ribs. And I'm trying to turn the sound down so you
can
hear.
Was it the last rack?
It was the last rack.
Was it the last rack?
I don't know
if it was the last rack. I'm going to tell you
in a minute. Did they go out of business because they didn't have the rack of ribs available to sell?
Did
you
he actually
what?
Get coleslaw and two
oh,
sides
wait,
with that?
He didn't even get it. He didn't even get the ribs. He attempted to steal a
oh.
package of meat from the HEB grocery store in Waco, Texas.
Oh, man, that Waco.
You know what?
An
as soon as we're done with
approach-
this Trayvon Martin and Paula Deen. No, this is more important than Paula Deen. As soon as we're done with this Trayvon Martin incident, we're going to have to go down there to Texas.
We need to go get him.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, come
yeah,
on
I'm
through,
saying,
man. Come on through.
It was at the HEB grocery store in Waco. An employee approached Ward and asked him what he had under his clothing. And Ward said, I got a knife.
Is that a rib?
After
or
the,
are you happy to see
after the After the rib, Ward said, I got a knife after the ribs fell out from beneath his shirt, the Waco Tribune Herald reports.
Hmm. Okay, I'm sorry, but that is just hilarious to me because I can build a compound and have like 90 women in a harem in Waco, but one rib.
But you can, but exactly. Some pimply faced kid probably came over. Where you have under your jacket?
And his voice was
okay.
cracked.
Mm.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
It took the, okay, so Ward's lengthy rap sheet likely affected the decision of the jurors who required 2 minutes.
Mm.
To convict Ward and roughly an hour to determine his sentence. His previous convictions include burglary, attempted robbery, cocaine possession, and theft.
Mm-mm. See, that's black
so
on black
crime.
So
he got more time for stealing, for possessing, well, for not possessing ribs than possessing cocaine.
For attempted rib. He was attempting a rib
that
theft.
Is, and it was a $35 peck. See, that is ridiculous.
Oh.
And it took him to steal some ribs for them to realize that he – what was all those crimes he was doing before he had to steal some ribs for them to realize he
this
did it 6 years
strike.
In prison?
This was the third strike, man.
See, okay, wait a minute. So I want to say this because technically I wouldn't do this on black crime because you all just committed a black-on-black crime. You changed a Dolce & Gabbana story over $1 billion. Of not paying taxes to a rib story. Like, that
I'm sorry.
Is a black on black. No, no. This is not my show. This is
I want to go
style.
Smack somebody in Texas with a rack of ribs.
I'm just
then
saying.
I might have to call you, Kathleen.
I'm going to need help.
Yeah.
You're going to need help. I'll be right
there. Put something
there.
On
just
my bond.
Lord have mercy. So, okay, so let me read the last part. So the Houston Press offered this analysis. In short, it seems that Ward has something of a criminal history that probably had at least as much weight with the jury as the theft of those particular pork slabs of deliciousness, explaining the sentence.
Oh, my God.
But still, here's hoping he did enjoy those ribs and that they came out succulent and delicious with either a dry rub or a really fine barbecue sauce. If he serves the entire sentence, each year of his life will be worth a 70 cents of those ribs.
See, here's what's not funny about
that
none
was in
of
the
that.
Paper.
Yeah.
That was in
no,
the
no,
paper.
No, no, no. But this is
all
why
right.
that's not funny. So what happens is that white folks in the media get to make fun of that,
yeah.
and we read it like it has some value
right.
to us. But
right.
at the same time, we have to be responsible in the media to make sure that we don't exacerbate the situation.
Right.
So
exactly.
they belittle black people so much that a Paula Deen and the
mm-hmm.
Dolce & Gabbana couple, whoever those two fools are, they could do anything they are roughshod, and it's really funny that this guy is getting 50 years
yeah.
for doggone rib.
And you know what? I don't want to smack the people. Well, I do still want to smack the people who sentenced him. But I really want to smack the person who wrote that article and the people who let him publish it.
Right, because one of the stories that we didn't do that happened last week was the 7-year-old girl who was shot by that policeman, the police officer, in the head while she was sleeping,
yeah.
while they were taping 48 out. What was it? First 48? That reality show?
Ooh.
The judge, who was black, told the jury this week, stay in there and find me a verdict. And do you know what? One black juror, they had a mistrial already. That happened this week.
It's How did I miss that? Wow.
Well, we did it on news this week. But it was just this week that it happened. But my point is that even in Kathleen reading that story, the issue is you have – those guys deliberating for an hour, giving somebody 50 years for a rib because they're considering some old stuff. And this dude shoots a 7-year-old in the head point blank, and they're not even talking about giving him the death penalty. They won't give him jail time. They
because
can't
that's
decide.
The value they put on our lives. Our lives have no value to them. Oh, my blood pressure's getting up.
Okay. I'm sorry about that. See, I tried to leave it there, but y'all had to bring in the serious stuff. That was Kathleen's fault. I'm gonna blame her.
And that was in Detroit. That was a Detroit police officer. So you know they really don't value black lives in Detroit.
Yeah. Oh wow.
They don't value them in a lot of places. I wouldn't just blame them. Go ahead, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Hmm.
Okay, so
a rainy night in Georgia.
Joseph Weekly was the cop charged with involuntary manslaughter for shooting Ayanna Stanley Jones as she slept on the couch the night of May 16, 2010. He was among a group of Detroit officers executing a search warrant on a home where they hoped to find a 17-year-old murder suspect. They threw a flash grenade inside the home, hoping the bright light, smoke, and vibrations would confuse the occupants before they entered. Stanley Jones was shot seconds later, with Weekly testifying that he heard a noise from the couch like somebody's out of breath. Well, yeah, if you throw in a grenade. Lord have mercy. Before Ayanna's grandmother, Matilda Jones, attempted to push the gun away, Jones denied she made a move for the gun and claimed police intentionally murdered Stanley Jones. Lord have mercy.
He's got to live with that. Yeah, I just need some work.
With the judges themselves, that it makes this justice system an injustice.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, for my blood pressure medicine.
your pressure.
My pressure. I'm getting a Charles Bronson flashback and get a sock full of quarters and put on my vigilante hat. Just go swinging.
You need a nerve pill.
Yeah. Wow.
Where is my nerve pill?
So we got some stuff from Conversations with Cops.
Yeah.
So you all just like take it there.
We did today. We definitely took it there, and then we ran out of time.
Oh my gosh! Yes. So let's see. Now for tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, we will be back here on ACN, and Jerome and Finesse will be here with Black on Black Crime.
I just want to say I was on mute that time. See, I was talking.
I wasn't going to say anything.
You were talking.
I was on mute.
I was trying to help a brother out. I was like, oh, he's gone. So let me see if I can take it to an intro Black on Black Crime and take it to a break.
Was trying to blow me out the water, and I just could not respond fast enough. All right, fine.
Oh, wow. Well, I was like, where is Rome? Okay.
Help me. Daniel must be on mute, too, because we don't hear nothing from Daniel. So.
He's
right here? Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, wait, because another story that we had from Conversations, by the way, had something to do with Texas as well. So we ain't picking on Texas, but an unemployed teacher in Houston was driving home after dropping off her cat. We're not going to do a black or white on this one. Dropping off her cat at the veterinarian. She noticed a bag on the street. She stopped and, you know, didn't think it contained anything, but the bag had $20,000 in it. So Candace Scott saw the bag that had a Chase Bank label on it. She pounded on the glass at 8 a.m. till a branch manager came to the door and gave her the bag, and the branch manager said, thank you. That is all. That's it. That's the end of that story.
Is that a black or white?
Go ahead. I didn't
is
hear
that
you.
A black or white?
Okay.
No.
Go ahead, Daniel.
Daniel.
They didn't handle a 20, they go buy you a rack of ribs?
Exactly. They gave her nothing. It wasn't that it was a black or white. It was that they gave her nothing. The moral of that story is $20,000 in cash, and she said, since it had a Chase label, let's go to Chase. Now, we don't know if Chase was owed no money. They just made out with 20 grand.
Oh, no, that was probably from Bank of America.
Exactly. But did she say, this ain't ours? Did she say that? She's like, thank you. So somebody need to check the branch manager's house.
Yeah,
for real.
She's having a cookout beyond belief. She had a blowout at her house.
Mm.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't hear that. It just seemed kind of strange to me, but you know, I just, you know, when Kai and I was talking about this, it was kind of one of those, hey, what would you do?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of situations. You know how they do that that show now? What would you
mm-hmm.
do? So,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Quinones.
Yeah. What would you do now that you know that she handed in 20 grand and they said thank you? What would you do?
Yeah. I might have to break back in that bank. And see, my opinion changed after I talked to Rome. First, I was all gung-ho about returning it. Then I was like, maybe I wouldn't be so quick to return it right away.
Reparation.
Let's do
like,
a little
more investigation.
It's a miracle.
It's a miracle.
Yeah.
Thank
you, Lord. Thank you.
Alpha said I was in for a windfall.
Yeah, but to answer your question, Kathleen. Yeah, I think we know what color she was. No, that was
take that back.
Yeah, there is a picture of her. She was not black. See, I would have made it a black and white because her name is Candace, but no, she wasn't black.
What state was that in? I know it wasn't New York.
That was Houston. Mm-hmm. That was Texas.
That was Texas.
Oh, see, there you go.
Because in the words of Cat Williams, we got bills
and bills and stuff like that there.
It probably belonged to Paula Deen's waiter.
Or would you have turned that back into Paula Deen? Either one.
Because she sure wouldn't have turned it back into us.
I know. Paula. It belonged to the ladies who wrote those recipes that are in Paula Deen's
book. I was just going to bring that to them and put it in a trust fund for their children.
Daniel, you're scaring me with that. Okay, you sound
he's
so
pretty
real.
Good with that. Yeah, that's kind of scary.
We should just give Paula Deen her own segment.
What would she say? Can you imagine?
What would Paula say?
You know what? Here's what I'm wondering. I wonder if she canceled her appearance on the Today Show, but I wonder if she would come on Oprah and explain her.
She can't cry with Oprah on this one.
Yeah. That would be interesting.
You think she canceled it on the Today Show, or they canceled it?
No,
they say she canceled it at the last.
Yeah, she said, I'm sorry, man, I didn't make it to the interview. I just wasn't feeling so well.
Yeah.
But I do want to tell everybody how sorry I am.
Yeah.
and
Matt didn't look too happy, but yeah, because it kind of was the last minute, I think.
Her attorney probably advised her not to.
Yeah.
You know, what's funny about that is I was reading a news story about her canceling the interview, and she did like a 3-minute YouTube that was broken up in pieces, which means they had to edit the 3 minutes, and then they took it down and then put up a different 2-minute interview. Because she's just not sincere. So they were like, cut.
Yeah. Cut,
Paula,
let's do it.
Come on.
Look. After the 50th take, they finally found something.
Act like you care about black people this time.
Exactly.
Action.
Do the best
you
can.
Think about your empires about to crash around you.
She's like, hold on. Y'all said my money's gone?
Oh,
why?
Oh, brother, they about to take it all.
They could have called me. I would have went on there and talked about it.
Yeah.
Hey, Matt. Hey.
Look, you and me both. In the words of Lisa Jackson, on behalf of the Jackson family,
all y'all go straight to.
There you go. Like, take that with you.
They can call me. I go on there and talk about it.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it. Yes, awesome. So I do want to ask you, I don't know if this came up on Conversations with Kai, but I do have to ask you all about the Miami Heat. And I know. Whose side? Who was that?
That was me. That was on that. But go ahead. Because I'm happy that you did that. So don't, just go ahead. Take me last. Go.
So I'm very happy for the Heat. I was rooting for the Heat, and I am happy for LeBron and his second ring. And I think they did an exceptional job. I was glad, but a lot of people are not joining me in that sentiment. So I just want to know what you all thought about that.
I like it.
So Daniel, I don't know. You're down there in Texas, so. Why don't we let you go first?
Well, I went on down there to check out the game. I went to down there in San Antonio.
Yeah.
And I saw game 3 and game 4, and it was a wonderful thing to behold. I tell you, seeing basketball up close on that level, it was awesome.
He's really scaring me.
No, but seriously, I like it. I like the fact that I think there's so many detractors and naysayers to LeBron James. I just wanted him to succeed. Because we talk a lot about athletes that, you got the Pac-Man Joneses and all these brothers that run afoul of the law, and you got a brother here who didn't go to college, who has made his way in the NBA, has done well, kept his nose clean, and is a great example, yet people still want to hate on him. So I just wanted him to put it back in a hater's face. And I do like the team as well.
So even though you're from Texas, you were rooting for the Heat.
Man, I'm telling you, I took all kind of flack. And I'm a Cowboys fan. I live in Houston. So it was reminiscent of that. Everybody was like, well, you not going for the home team? I was like, no. What's the point? San Antonio don't send me a stipend for me to root for them, so I root for who I want to root for. Now, had they played Indiana, I would have gone for San Antonio.
Hey.
San Antonio kicks the Rockets' butt every time. So, man, why would I like them?
There you go. Deductive reasoning.
Yeah, man.
All right,
now. Where's my feeling?
So, well, this is for LeBron, in case you're listening, and I know you listen to the show every Sunday, so this is for you. Miami.
Hey, now.
Good job. That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, now.
Well, I was gonna let Kai go first, but let me go on Daniel's, after Daniel's, just because that is it's the same thing for me, right? LeBron is kicking butt, right? MVP 4 out of the last 5 years, gold medal in the Olympics, back to back. They make it to the finals every year that he's been in Miami.
People are
rooting for him to lose. And now I had to question that to say, I think the people who don't like LeBron are the same people who didn't like Michael Jordan. Because you have to be some kind of hater just not to like somebody because they're good. That's not a reason to not like someone.
Exactly.
I don't think it's Michael Jordan. I don't think it's Michael Jordan fans that hate LeBron. I think it's people who hate who everybody else likes. And that says something about your personality.
Yeah, well, I just like Kobe, but I think it's more of Kobe being Kobe. I cut for him as a ball player, but I don't like him as a person, but as an image. Something about him I just don't like.
Right,
but you're witnessing in LeBron. Think about it this way. He's although he came into the league when he was 18 and Michael Jordan was 21, if you match them up, they both at 8 years in the league, like at this point, Michael had 3 MVPs, LeBron has 4. He has 2 rings. They both have 2 rings at 8 years. He got his first ring a year younger than Michael. Like, all of his statistics, when you start talking about his efficiency, it's all better than Michael's at the same stage.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not done. So people are hating him because he is breaking records. Like, He has all of these records. The Miami Heat, as a team, you know, 27-game winning streak, and all of these great things they did throughout the year. Even when they win, they were like, do they need to break up the team? I'm like, what, are y'all crazy?
Right.
You know, that 27 games wasn't enough throughout the year, so they need to trade Bosch. So
yeah.
I'm like, are you crazy?
Right.
Oh, when they lose, it's the coach's fault. When they win, it's, oh, they got a great team.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, go ahead, Guy.
And
they'd be
for
crazy
me,
to lead them to. Oh, I'm sorry, Kai. Go ahead. I'll go
no,
back.
I was just going to say, I'm not like a loyal, dedicated basketball fan, but when certain teams play like Miami Heat, I watch because I like LeBron, the athlete, the gentleman, the image. You know, he's a great player. He's a great player, but he's a great human being as well. And, you know, I may be one of a few. I don't hate Michael Jordan, but I wasn't a huge fan of Michael Jordan. On the court, he was awesome. Off the court, there seemed to be a little bit of arrogance to him that really was a turnoff for me. But LeBron James is personable. He sets an example. And for that, you know, for no other reason, give the man credit that he's an outstanding athlete. What he does outside of the court is really irrelevant, isn't it? But there's still people who hate him.
Hey, I'm with you. And I think that what I was going to just say to both of you in Rome, what I'm hearing that a lot of people hate about LeBron or when this whole thing started was when he left Cleveland. And they
right.
didn't like the idea that he had the audacity to pick up and leave Cleveland. Now, some of the New Yorkers I know don't like him because not that he left Cleveland, but that he didn't come to New York.
Yeah, I mean, and it's Cleveland, really?
Yeah.
It's Cleveland.
Yep.
No disrespect to Cleveland, but I don't think the people who live in Cleveland would prefer to be in Cleveland. Come on.
Yeah.
Have
and
you ever been to Cleveland?
Cleveland while he was there.
Yeah.
He did wonders
and why
for
should
them
he
while
not,
he was there.
Why should he not take a better job offer? If it was any of us in our working our 9-to-5s or whatever we did, and we got the opportunity to grow and to move forward, we would take it. So why are we mad at him for doing the same thing?
Well,
I don't get it.
And plus, that's silly and petty. Just
right,
because
exactly.
those guys are not in control of their destiny unless you're good as LeBron, because you'll get traded in a minute. I mean,
right.
if you're one of those kids, unfortunately, that are really good but not good enough, you get shot for two players in a donut. Like, that has got to be horrible.
Yeah.
that
it's not even glazed.
Exactly. They're like, just the powder. No.
A cake donut.
So nobody says the owners are horrible. They say that's business. But when LeBron
right.
does it, it's like, he should have been loyal to the team. It's like, I'm sorry. They would have easily got rid of him if, you know, for whatever reason. Like, he
right.
could have stayed out late at the club one night, and they'd be like, we're going to trade him. There's trade rumors.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Man,
you know.
The owner of Cleveland reminds me of Paula Deen. I mean, it's like, hold on.
Exactly.
You're supposed to be on the plantation right now. Where are you going? You think you can leave this plantation, go to another? Just because somebody you heard say so? I don't think so. You need to come back in the kitchen over here with everybody else and do what you're told. That is all.
Wait,
that.
Daniel. Wait, Daniel. Just as the owner of Cleveland, because you sound a lot like Paula Deen, because you both sound the same. What kind of uniforms? What kind of uniforms should y'all have at Cleveland?
Black and white.
Long sleeves, sir.
Oh my gosh.
I
don't know if y'all back to Paula Deen real quick. I don't know if y'all heard her interview. She had done a part about somebody that she knows. Me and this guy have a great relationship and has nothing to do with color. And she tells him, come on out here. Get away from that black background. We can't see you.
Exactly. I was going to play that tomorrow.
She said that. I was like, wow.
If she said that then,
she sure enough said it when she's around with her employee.
Wait, you know she did.
She did that during a New York Times interview at that. She talked about how her grandfather, he killed himself, because when slavery was over, or her great-grandfather, when slavery was over, he lost a child during the war, and then he came home, and now his slaves are gone, and so he shot himself in a barn. I'm like, you might want to ask what the slaves will happen to that fool, because I don't feel like it.
Wow.
That's he got jangled, huh?
Right. Oops. My bad. I'm sorry to bring Kathleen in on that one.
Wow.
He got jangled. Oh, my goodness.
You know, and see, if I was thinking about it, that's where Kai usually comes in and says, "You've just been jangled."
You've
we
just
usually played out on the show.
Yeah, I know. So I was just, you know, Kai and I are connected, you know what I mean?
That's right.
She let me say it this time. Thank you, Kai.
You're very welcome.
Anytime.
So anytime we say, "What happened to Paula Jean's great granddaddy?" Just been jangled.
You just been jangled. And he didn't smile.
Yeah. Now you just been jangled.
Oh my God. That's funny. So I know you haven't, we had another story, and I just wanted to hear the other story too before, because I know we're kind of getting close to time. But this one just sounds too, we cannot go without having this story. I got to have it.
Okay.
I got to have this one. Mm-hmm. You know I want to get
married,
so let's hear this one.
So in India, if you are one of those people who travel on business and you go to India, you know, if you happen to go there, if an unmarried couple in India are considering, if they have sex, they are now considered husband and wife. Now, this just happened this week. And you would have to divorce if you split. So an Indian court just ruled that two people, legal age 18 for women, 21 for men, indulge in sexual gratification. This will be seen as an act of total commitment and marriage by law, is what the judge ruled. The court said that the registering of a marriage as well as a wedding ceremony are only formalities to gain social approval. So it also said that once two people have sex, this becomes a total commitment with adherences to all consequences that may follow, including the need for a decree of divorce. So should they want to sleep with someone else, they need to get divorced to sleep with someone else. In addition, should either two wish to register the marriage, they have their marital status declared by a family court judge. As long as they can provide proof of a sexual relationship, the other person does not have to approve. They can get the marriage approval or not once you had sex with someone.
Mm.
There you go. I don't know who wants that one. No one. Everybody's quiet. Like, no India trip to me. I'm out.
Boy, you talking about I'd be a bigamist in trouble.
No, Daniel, because Daniel and I have a running joke. But all I want to say to Daniel is Brazil.
No problem.
I'm scared to ask.
I'm sorry. I'm back. No, I'm just saying, like, as long as they don't put that law in effect in Brazil, I'm good. Like, you can go.
Yeah.
You can do whatever you like in India. So, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
at one point, though, did you say sexual gratification at one point? Did you say that?
Yeah. Yes, that was the quote from the judge. If you indulge in sexual gratification. That was the judge's word.
What if it's not gratifying?
There's got to be a scale somewhere.
Exactly.
Okay, that was good.
Did you sweat? Like, I don't know.
That needs to be defined.
Well, you're gonna define that in divorce court. Hey. Look, I was going to make a bad Chris Humphreys joke, but since this is not black on black crime, I don't really care. I was going to say, Kim Kardashian could have used this. But, anywho, she'd be married a long time ago.
I was wondering about Bill Clinton, you know, because I was like, okay, so what do you have to do to be able to prove that? You got to have an address? Or, like, what? What do you need?
Oh, no. Yeah, that's gonna get ugly. I know. I was trying to back her out of that, Daniel.
Oh my goodness. I know I'm not in front of the chat room, so Jerome can't tell me, shut up!
she jumped out of the chat room. I'm like, what?
I mean, who writes these laws? It's wow. And what are they smoking when they're writing them? Jeez.
Okay, that's a different law. Smoking while writing laws. First of all, we must smoke while we write laws here too. Because I still don't understand how you can make a law requiring somebody to have a seatbelt on when they drive a car. I still can't understand that law. It doesn't make sense to me.
No.
No. You can't require somebody to save their own life. That you should not be able to get a ticket because you didn't do something to save your own life. That is crazy. Just in any other. Now, if you hit somebody else and kill, yeah, you're responsible. But you kill yourself, you have the freedom to roll around here and ride on the hood of your car.
Yeah,
if it doesn't endanger anybody else.
Is that like suicide by seatbelt or non-seatbelt?
Oh my gosh!
I don't know.
Is that a law?
Yeah, exactly. So,
you just
never
know.
Yeah, you don't know where people go with that stuff.
Yeah,
it's just crazy. So with that story, I just keep thinking, yeah, there are some crazy laws, but I think there was another law about being married if you made a commitment to someone, you had to actually separate from them, but I can't remember what country it was, but another country had something similar. You just can't go around sleeping with women all willy-nilly.
That's right.
That's all they're saying.
You're right about that, man. I agree with that wholeheartedly.
Well, apparently the judge does too, so that's why he said that.
I think I
said, what was he smoking? You said what?
Yeah. What was in his pipe?
I think I'm going to run for office because that sounds like a good law.
That's a good platform, right?
It's like,
I will make you marry your baby daddy. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. It's like I asked Ron.
Exactly.
What if you're stuck with them and they're not that great? Then you're just miserable.
Yeah, there should be an exception to the law. When Kai and I talked about this on the program, we wanted to make an exception to the law. Like, if you're in a bar after 2, it don't count.
All bets are off.
If you meet while you're on vacation, it don't count. Like, whatever.
And depends on how much Bacardi is in your glass.
Don't count.
Uh-oh.
It don't count.
Yeah. So we need to have exceptions to the rule.
Yeah.
If you are conscious and it's your neighbor and you creeped into her room.
Hey.
If it's Waladine, it don't count.
I don't know what kind of crime this is, but this is some kind of crime. I'm trying to figure it out.
What's that? And on a side note, if she sound like Paula Deen, don't count.
Well, you know, that's probably the best. Okay, I'm gonna go.
Mind.
You know what? That's probably the best form of birth control you can ever have.
Exactly.
Listen to her talk and just play her voice, and they'd be like, you know what? Forget it.
Hey.
The mood
I
is gone.
Kathleen, you did ask if, before we go out, I know we're going out at the bottom of the hour, but you did ask if we wanted to play a game of black or white.
Yes, I do.
Oh.
Yes, please.
Okay. Oh, look, see, and she's being nice on her show. Isn't that helpful? All right,
yeah.
So you can explain what black or white is, Kathleen.
So Black or White is a fabulous game that is featured usually on Black on Black Crime, and that is where Jerome gives us a story, and we have to guess whether or not the person or persons in the story are black or white.
Yes, but we haven't played that. No, I'm only laughing because, you know, we haven't done that in a while on the show.
I know.
Have you ever played Black or White?
That's my favorite.
Yes.
Oh, okay. We have. It seems like we haven't played that in quite a while. So, Black or White is exactly what Kathleen said. So let's see if we can. Let me see if I can pull up some stories for Black or White, because
do
I don't think we're gonna
song?
Do any. What you say?
Do you have the music?
Oh well, look at me. I'm all over the place. So of course I missed the music. Kathleen would remind me of that, wouldn't she? Okay, fine. Count us down, Kai.
Yes.
I said
five,
you can count us down.
Four, three, two. I was gonna rap.
There you go. You could have made it. All right. Now, of course, this is our Black or White segment, where, of course, we're going to go through the news stories. So these are some news stories that happened over the last couple of months that we want to see if they're black or white. So here we go. Now, a California woman was arrested earlier last month as she slapped a police officer in the face so that she wouldn't get arrested and placed in jail for a long time. Oh, no, sorry. So she would get arrested and placed in jail so she could quit smoking. She slapped the police officer so she can get arrested. Now, Daniel, is she black or white?
She white.
Okay, Kai, black or white?
She has got to be white or on crack.
Okay, Kathleen, here we go. The person said, the police officer said, I stepped to my left again, and she suddenly slapped me in the face until she can connect. So is she black or white?
Okay, is she still alive?
She wasn't shot, no.
She was not shot. She white.
All of you guys are right. She was white. And here's what the officer said after that.
And the officer
said, I've been
was
black. No. Well, yeah, that could be possible. And her name wasn't Paula Deen. But the officer said, I've been telling everybody that my new Irish name is Nicoderm, because she wanted to quit smoking. All right. See, he would have shot her for that. All right. Just thought I'd share that. Now, a Florida woman said she bought a shock collar for her dog so that he would not chase or injure other animals. She said, I have the remote, but I've tried it on myself at all levels to make sure it wasn't hurting him. Was she black or white?
Oh, come on.
Kai.
I'm thinking she was white. Yeah.
Kathleen?
She was white.
She tried it on herself.
Just to make sure it wouldn't hurt the dog.
Whoa.
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
Do we have to skip you?
Well, you know, I've got so many crazy dog friends now. It has gone bananas. What
hard
people
to tell.
Will do. Yeah, what they'll do with an outfit. Okay, so let me ask you this. What kind of dog was it?
Oh, God, I don't know.
Because if it was a pit bull, she black.
All right, Daniel, Kathleen is not going to answer us.
Yeah,
Daniel,
was
she black or white?
Say it again.
The woman tried the shock collar on herself to make sure that it wouldn't hurt the dog. So she wanted to try it on herself first. Was she black or white?
White, man. Come on.
Okay, now, should I go back to Kathleen? Kathleen, was she black or white?
She's black.
Oh, We got a dissent from the crew. She was white. That wasn't even close.
Yeah, because we just ain't getting ready to do that.
First of all,
no, because I thought it was
the dog. If the dog don't like it, he'll kill me.
She thought
it was a pit bull or not.
Oh, well, and you thought it was a trick question.
I thought it was a pit bull.
You thought it was a pit bull?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
okay,
I did.
Well, wait. All right, well, I'll give you one more to redeem yourself, okay? You want one
all
more?
Right. Yeah.
I can give you one more to redeem yourself. I'll even give you the music for it. Okay.
Thank you.
So, a 27-year-old high school teacher has been arrested after the mother of a 17-year-old boy reported finding nude pictures of her on his cell phone. Now, the boy's mother additionally accused the person of being involved in an inappropriate relationship with her son. Now, was the mother black or white? Because we know what the teacher is.
Kai, you're up first.
Let's see. Considering she's not in jail from having slapped the accused, I'm going to say she's white.
Okay. Daniel was...
This is the teacher.
No, no, we're talking about the mother.
Black or white? The mother.
No, no, no. We're asking if the mother was black or white.
Right,
I'm
going
to have to go with white as soon.
You're going to go with white, Daniel?
Yeah, she exercised too much restraint.
She did have some restraint. Okay,
yeah.
Kathleen, black
and
or
I...
white? The mother of the 17-year-old. Whoa. That was a big... Hold on.
Mother was black.
Yes. Okay. Now the mother didn't kill her, so you're gonna stick. You're gonna stick with that.
So the mother found the pictures on the cell phone, and then she found
the
out
found
that
the... Oh, good Lord! See, this is not me. I didn't do that. That must have been Kathleen again. I'm just.
No,
go
I'm
ahead.
Not even on the board. Oh, blame it on me. That's all right.
You're about to do it again, Kathleen.
No, I'm not even on the board.
Mom, can I get a dollar?
Yeah, okay, wait a minute. We're gonna what we're gonna do. We're gonna actually have to put
not
something
here.
Else out here.
Check the dining room.
How did that happen?
What about your
I can't even
room?
See what's playing.
The upstairs
closet?
Neither.
The
downstairs
closet.
Hold on, hold on.
There are no more closets.
Oh,
moms everywhere are finding ways to keep kids active and healthy.
We,
get
we
ideas
took a quick commercial
and
break
and
didn't know
keep
it.
Going at letsmove.gov.
I think it's the outro. Is it the outro? No. I can't even see what's playing.
You see, everything is playing at the
but
moment.
The music sounds so good, though.
Welcome to SBA News, 90-second news.
This is a...
General Motors has
a
joined
news break.
Toyota,
yeah,
Nissan,
going
and
at
Honda
the same
in recalling more vehicles
yeah, so,
due to a problem with a Japanese supplier of airbags.
Say it again.
I said we're being censored. Paula D.
Exactly.
On the line.
that was a conspiracy because our black and white segment had too many non-blacks on it. I think Paula Deen got us on that last one.
I think so.
Avatar.
Paula, so. What happened on that last one?
Well, I was just so tired of seeing the backlash from all the blacks against the whites. So I figured we need to even the playing field. Let you understand when the static comes, it comes from all over.
And then we have Paula.
Oh my God!
All right,
Paula,
Kathleen,
thank
your
you for
show
joining
back.
Us tonight. Paula, I just want to really thank you for joining us tonight. You were so brave to come on this show and share with us what's happening for you out there in Texas. So, listen, I want you to tell us what do you think is going to happen as a result of this backlash? What are you going, how you going to handle it?
Did you say backlash?
Because that's all she can hear.
I just want you to know that I just enjoy talking to you people because you people have been a part of my family's life since the 1800s. My great-great-granddaddy was so upset about losing y'all that he killed himself.
Yeah, just like part of the family,
huh? Oh, my God. Okay.
Wow. Did you ever have
Paula, I just want colors around the world to know I love them. I love them dearly.
All colors.
All colors.
Colors and negros.
We should have play the Tide commercial because you want all colors all around the world to be clean. Clean yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That was a,
well, Paula,
that was a poltergeist
reference.
Well,
Paula, I want you to take a trip down to India.
Hey,
okay?
I need y'all to bleach them shirts and them white jackets and them white pants.
Hey, wait a minute. Don't it keep your whites white?
Yeah, see, I don't like to mix clothes because I don't believe in race mixing either.
Clothes. No clothes mixing.
That's why,
mix
they, that's why they call them. That's why they call them separate.
Oh my God!
Oh,
it all
my
makes
God.
Sense now.
Classic, classic. All right, Paula. Well, listen, honey. Thank you for coming. And you take care of yourself. All right, now stay away from those ribs. And a rack of ribs.
And that
y'all,
butter.
Okay. Y'all pray for me. Y'all pray for me that people will be as forgiving as we was when y'all left us on the plantation and working all by ourselves.
Oh, my God. Well, Paula, we can't promise you that.
Sorry, Paula.
But you come on back now here.
Yeah. We're going to play Beverly Hills Billy tomorrow. I can tell you what I brought music feels good. Our butt music is going to be Beverly Hillbilly.
Oh, so Jerome, give us, don't leave us hanging on the last one. Was it black or white?
Okay, that was white. Even the mother was white on that one. She called
everybody
police.
Was white.
Yeah.
Okay.
There
all
you go.
Right. Well, listen, thank you so much for everybody and our special guest, special surprise guest tonight, Paula Deen. We want to thank you for hanging out with us this evening. And Daniel,
bye,
Conversations
bye.
With Kai, that airs on Esprit Radio every quarter.
Not again.
Or every other Sunday.
Boy, they hate like LeBron in here.
So we are hanging out with Conversations with Kai. Whenever it's on, we're going to be there because I love the show. So, Kai Sims, thank you so much for being here with us tonight.
You're
and
very welcome.
Jerome, oh, thank you, honey. Thank you. And come back. Please come back. Anytime.
Oh, definitely.
Anytime,
definitely.
Y'all can come on back over here.
Y'all come back now. You're here.
Y'all come back now. Here.
Oh,
and of course, our political strategist and production crew. He's the producer, the graphic artist, the designer, and everything. Political strategist, of the Esprit, host of Esprit Net News Radio and Black on Black Crime. Esprit Radio, Esprit Net News is on Thursday nights at 11 p.m. mostly. And on Mondays, Black on Black Crime is
She's
on 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on ACN. Everybody, thank
just
you so much for being here and hanging out.
All right.
You're welcome. And don't forget to watch Brown Girls tonight on OWN.
Oh,
yeah.
Time.
I think it comes on at 10.
Okay, I'm in there.
Oh, and she's interviewing.
So we got more stuff to talk about. So you guys come on back now next week, all right, y'all?
Okay.
Come on back now, you here?
Yeah, hey, Kathleen, I need to get your other Facebook page because I can't be added as one of your friends. You
tell
got
her
to
delete another friend. No, tell her to delete one.
I'm going to start a Facebook page for the friends who are like really my friends. My real
my
friend.
My friends.
People didn't notice your name is not spelled with a K.
No, it's spelled with a C. But I got
you. Your friends would know that.
Your friends
That's
would
right.
know that.
My friends would know.
Girl, I can't
right.
find you. I be putting in the cage.
You put it in three times?
Yeah, three times. And I don't let it come up. That Kathleen don't look nothing like
you. The Kathleen I'm thinking of.
Oh, my God.
Kathleen Willem. That ain't you.
Remember when washing clothes, what do you do?
Don't make
the colors on the watch.
That is too far Facebook.
I love it. I'll see y'all tomorrow at 2.
Alright.
Okay.
All right,
okay.
Thank you here, everybody.
All right, good night,
good night, everybody.
Good night.
You're here listening
tomorrow,
to right. Professional Style. See you next week, Sunday night. Have a good week, everybody.
Bye bye.
Good night.